BBC Surrey with James Cannon.
I am quite excited now because Becca is here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really excited about tonight.
Oh, you are. A great, yes. British Bake Off. You nearly made it to the final.
So close.
Well, just in your honour, we were actually going to put you in Paul and Mary's place, and you are actually going to be judged today. I know. Okay. Can you? You've come into the studio. We've hidden the cakes.
Yes.
Have you looked at the pictures that we put on Facebook?
I haven't. I didn't want to see any pictures.
Right. Well, I'm really pleased about that because three cakes have been made. We've gone for a Victoria sponge.
Right.
What's it smell like in here? Is it
a heady mix of sugar meeting flour with a little bit of radio studio must?
Not sure though, that's me. Okay, well look, Becca, make yourself comfortable. We will get you on the radio in about 5 minutes' time judging our cakes, which we've hidden out of the way. I've had a disaster, so...
Don't tell me anything.
So, no, I'm just going to pout and I'm going to use tears, okay, because I expect not that you'll have experienced that in the last few months. But anyway, so Becca is here from the Great British Bake Off. Really, really good stuff. Let's speak to Lisa Francesca Nand. Good morning. Ah, Becca, does that music make you feel
sick? I was just going to say that music is making me feel sick.
The cakes might do something as well. I'm a bit worried about that. Right, well, Becca from the Great British Bake Off is here. The final is tonight. Do you know the result? Come on, you can be honest.
Yes. No, I do know the result. I was at the final.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was at the final.
Okay, did the right person win?
It's difficult for me to comment because having not been in the tent... for that programme, it's difficult to know how everybody did. I did get to taste the bakes at the end.
And what were they like?
They were amazing. They were really good. And what was difficult was the fact that I prepared my recipes for that show as well. So it was really bittersweet. But, I mean, the three of them are amazing. And I think if they take on board all the comments they've had throughout, you know, one of them is just going to, you know, go head and shoulders above the others. Fran just needs to concentrate on flavours as well as her amazing style. Kimberly just needs to be consistent as she has been throughout. And Ruby just needs to be tidier.
Stop crying.
Well, she's, you know, editing is a wonderful thing at the end of the day. And I mean, her bakes are amazing and she just needs to get more confidence and understand how amazing she is. But she's at least 10 years younger than us, so...
Peter, you emailed me something yesterday afternoon.
Oh, from the Telegraph.
From the Telegraph.
Inside the kitchens of the three finalists.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like, in fairness, Ruby's kitchen didn't look very big, actually.
And that's not the kitchen she used throughout Bake Off. The kitchen she had during filming was half the size, if not smaller.
Wow.
You know, and she's a student. She doesn't have any money compared to the rest of us who have worked and have kind of gathered things over the years.
Right, should we get the cakes out? We've got three cakes here, A, B and C. Do you want to start with, I'll get my picture up because I know which, so that we actually get the right cake up.
Cake A.
Cake A first off. This is cake A. It's a Victoria sponge, which you can bring. Here, I'll pass it over to you, to Becca. Hopefully there might be enough room. You might need to just put these cups just behind it. That's cake A. Would you like to describe it?
Yeah, it looks a good height. I'm just going to check in the middle because it looks like it's a little bit overbaked on the outside. Good rise, good jam ratio. We like a lot of jam. Mary would be happy with the ratios of that.
Right, okay. So go on, have a taste. This is cake, this is A, is this? Mm-hmm. This is cake A. All right, come on, Becca from the Great British Bake Off. Cake A, what do we reckon? Okay.
It's very good. Sorry, big mouthful. lovely jam.
The one bit that wasn't homemade.
And did the person that made this, didn't they say it was a Mary Berry
recipe? This is a Mary Berry recipe.
Very good. Very light. It's lovely. Very good. Very good, Victoria.
Is this B that you've just given me?
B.
This is cake B.
Right.
Go on, describe
Someone's had some issues, as Paul would say.
Right, some of the comments are some issues, as Paul would say.
Let's just say that it's possibly half the height of the first one.
Yes, it's a bit flat, that
so
one,
what would have gone
it?
Wrong there? What's happened?
and the fact that it looks like it's been baked on a ship. Clue. Yeah.
Well, one of them is, one of the sandwiches is half the size of the other one. I wonder.
Hopefully, the taste might actually win on this one. Who knows?
Someone's tried to hide something with a lot of icing sugar on top.
You know the tricks.
There you go. What's wrong with that cake? Why hasn't it risen? Whatever the word I'm looking for is.
Could have been the flour and the raising agent used.
What's it taste like?
Tastes fine. That's the thing. It tastes absolutely fine.
Right, okay. We've had many comments on this. Everyone likes the initial looks of cake number C, which we're going to bring out for you now. The one with lashings of cream and fruit. However, cake A appears to be even maybe a little overcooked. Cake B looks quite pale and rather asymmetrical. So, right, this is the third one. What do you think of
this? This is very Glen-esque in size.
Glen-esque?
Glen from the Bake Off used to make the biggest cakes.
Right, so here we go.
The cream has wilted a bit, hasn't
it? Yeah, but it looks good. Do you know what that looks like? It looks like a National Trust cake for me. A National Trust sort of shop cake. And have a taste of this and see what you think of that one.
And one of these is gluten-free.
One of them is gluten-free.
One of three.
No, I think I know which one's gluten-free.
Which one? Right, so, okay. So what do you think of the third one? Which is the one with the strawberries and cream. You can check out this on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BBC Surrey.
Number three is very good. Good rise, good taste, not overbaked. It's difficult. The first one is much lighter. And although it's slightly overbaked, I would put the first one at the top.
That's Julia, right?
Oh, so which one is the gluten-free? Was it this one?
Oh, well, the gluten-free one is actually the third one.
Really?
It's the strawberries one.
Which is Peter's
and,
one.
That would have been, that's a close second.
Is it?
Definitely. Yeah.
And that is almond flour, rice flour, and corn flour.
Oh, did you use any xanthan gum?
No xanthan.
Ah,
no,
very good.
No.
How many eggs?
Six.
So there you go.
Mine's got four. One was a double yolk. I have to give credit to my husband who made the jam.
Oh, it was homemade. You said the jam
slightly
was good, you
cheating,
see. like that. Well, we should
that was really good. I would just say it just tasted a little bit eggy because of the amount of eggs, but that's
right,
what gives
okay.
it the rise. I would try and experiment with xanthan gum because that helps give the sponge texture.
Oh, look at that. Now, we should look forward to tonight. What are they cooking? What do you know that they're actually going to be doing?
Well, their signature is a picnic pie.
What's that?
A picnic pie. So it's a loaf tin pie, and they've had to make it look decorative inside. So they've kind of done some layers and done lots of different flavours and some decoration on the top. The technical is sweet and savoury pretzels, Paul Hollywood recipe. And then they finish off with a three-tiered wedding cake.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, was it? And the results are obviously clearly very good. What's next for you then, Becca? You've done that. You've got really, really far in the competition. You still love your baking. Why did you do the show?
I didn't want to do it in the start. I did it because my parents and my family just said that I should, because it's something that I love doing. I'd never even considered entering the show before, so I just wasn't sure how far I'd get, and I thought it'd be difficult to handle any criticism that you'd get on something that you love so much, and being seen to be so emotional sometimes over something on national TV. But I mean, what's really nice is that I've had some great feedback and reaction from people over Twitter and other social networks, and it's just been an amazing experience. And I've got a couple of things coming up. I've got a few programmes at the end of this week and next week going into, and some demos, and I've been approached by cookery school to go teach. So there's lots of lovely things on the horizon, definitely.
Oh, well, look, it's so lovely to meet you after speaking to you nearly every week at the
Bake
Off. And it's great that you got on the front of the Radio Times. Delighted that you love Julia's cake.
So good to
see. Do you know what? I'm really glad it's 9 o'clock for no other reason than I just really want to eat now. can we just eat these cakes? Becca, been an absolute joy.
Thank you.
And it's BBC Surrey. Right, Deborah Meaden on the show tomorrow. As we talk Strictly Come Dancing, stand by for Nigel Williams. He's here in for Danny after 9.
The radio station for Surrey and North East Hampshire. This is BBC Surrey.